The following podcast has been prepared for VCE Business Management 3-4 classes. Please use with cautions, and if you have any concern, refer to the study design or contact your teacher for further clarification. So as you study, commute or exercise, put those headphones in, pump the volume to 11. It's time to explore the world of BizMan. So let's get down to business. The last strategy for operations management we need to explore is the use of technology. Technology has become a massive part of organizations and the way they operate, whether it be the use of information technology, whether it's the use of robotics. Technology is changing the way businesses operate. They are becoming more efficient, more effective, more global, and able to reach more customers now than ever before through the use of technology. Organizations need to keep up with the latest technology if they wish to remain competitive and if they wish to increase their efficiency. If they don't adopt technology, they will wither away to nothing. Their reputations and their status of being an organization worthwhile going to will not last at all if they don't adopt technology. Technology developments help an organization to produce more, to improve the quality of the product or service that they're producing. It helps them to make fewer errors and less waste as a result, and also helps them to save in costs in the long run. Technology can help an organization in the production of both goods and services. So the advantages of technology, why is it so important to have technology as part of an organization? Well, it improves the precision. It ensures a consistent output all the time, a reduced margin of error, and a saving in labor costs. There's an improvement in the quality and an ability to perform complex tasks, or an ability to perform tasks that would otherwise be considered unsafe for humans. It produces products that can be done over a long period of time without needing a break. It allows businesses to sell products or services globally online, and transaction and selling costs can be reduced through using technology as a means of communication and as a means of transacting with the customers and your other suppliers. Disadvantages of technology: of course, there is a cost involved in the setup and the maintenance of technology, and technology is always improving. There is always something bigger, better, faster, more effective than what you currently have. So it is expensive, and you need to make sure it's maintained and serviced to make sure that you don't have something that's too out of date. Another disadvantage of technology is the loss of jobs. Redundancies are going to take place because technology replaces workers. Training costs also help. They sort of hinder, because it's a disadvantage of technology. There is costs involved for training the staff to use the technology, okay? Also, they need to be trained in the repair of the technology for it to be effective. And the cost of repairing can impact on as an expense to the profit, but also can impact on the productivity due to having to take downtime to get that repairs done for the organization. So there are some things that we need to really look at in relation to technologies. There's two areas of technology that are used within an operations management. The first one is automation. So automation is technology being used to perform tasks that would otherwise be performed by human labor. So we're able to get technology to perform tasks that either reduce the need for human labor within the organization, or to get them to replace them altogether. So reduce or replace the use of human labor. So robots and the use of robotics within the production, in particular through manufacturing, where we can get the robots to work for us and do various sophisticated tasks. So it does cost a lot to set up these robotic tasks, these automated computerized and technologically advanced items of equipment. However, they don't need breaks. They don't need holidays. They can operate 24/7 if we maintain them effectively. Computer-aided manufacturing is another example of the use of automation, and computer-aided manufacturing is where computer programs run the machines and tell them what to do in relation to the production run. So we type in what needs to be manufactured within as part of the master production schedule, and the computer will calculate and design and control the manufacturing process. So if you need to make any alterations, you need to enhance or increase or change anything, the computer will do that for you once you enter those commands in there. Another example of automation is flexible manufacturing systems, or FMS. Flexible manufacturing systems involve the manufacturing process being controlled by an automated computer systems that can be adapted to produce a variety of different components or products. So flexible manufacturing systems is having technology that can produce a variety of different items within the business, so they can be adapted and changed to meet the products that are needed to be produced. So this allows some flexibility within the manufacturing. It reduces costs, and the control of the manufacturing equipment and the automated transport systems that deliver the resources deliver the correct quantities that are required based on the information that is being provided there. Computer integrated manufacturing is also another example of automation, where tasks are reduced or replace the needs for human labor through the use of technology. Computer integrated manufacturing is a highly technical system that incorporates the use of many technologies such as robots and CAM and FMS into a single integrated system. So it's a highly sophisticated system that uses technology to the greatest ability of the organization. Computerization is another type of technology that's used, and this relates to the communication and management of information. Computerization is heavily used in production, but also used in the service industries as well. Electronic data interchange is where computer-to-computer exchange of business data between all organization occurs. So this is a network and an exchange of data between computers of organizations. Can involve the purchase of inputs, inventory control, and data relating to accounting to be exchanged through the use of networks. And a lot of retailers make advantage of electronic data interchange, whereby the system automatically identifies when an item of stock is low and will place that order automatically once the quantity amount that is set as the reorder point is triggered within the computerized system. So once an item is scanned or processed to a customer, a reorder point is therefore made under the electronic data interchange. Computer-aided design is a computer graphical design tool that allows an organization to create product possibilities from a series of specifications. And the design takes place on the computer, and a three-dimensional diagram can be viewed. The cost of the materials and time taken to produce the product can be calculated using the design program and the sophisticated software that comes with that. Another example of how technology can improve the operations of an organization is 3D printing is a current phenomenon where products can be trialed and tested and designed and printed before they're actually produced on a mass scale to ensure quality there. Other technology in relation to services is the use of websites, the use of apps, whether it be iOS or Android. Think about how technology is changing the way we shop. Think about how the technology is changing the way we interact with our large-scale organizations. A lot of shopping is now done online. A lot of banking is now done online. Australia Post is now offering a digital mailbox where rather than items be delivered to you using letters and envelopes and through this use of snail mail, it's actually delivered to a online digital mailbox where you log in and you can access your bills, etc. Payment of bills are now made all online. A lot of technology is being used on that, and the ability for a customer to be able to access these technologies and get the service anytime, anywhere is a real advantage to an organization, and certainly the use of apps is certainly changing the way service providers are dealing with technology and offering it to our customers. We're going to continue our last podcast next, which is looking at ethical and social responsibility in relation to operations management. That's it for the podcast. We'll catch you soon.